start again.
Okay. You're recording.
All right, so we're back in session, back in the IRs. Next up is our phone call. So we need for 21-24.
And that was a serious case.
What's the other one on the phone?
Let's do the other phone call first.
Let's do 22-22.
Never mind.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're gonna stick with it. Case 21-124. We need to get at the complaint on the phone first.
Mr. Chairman, I can hear much more clearly now. Thank you.
Thank you. Provide us on it.
And hearing that account of what happened shows me me that there are definitely two types of stories. Juno was not just having increased urinary urination. She was panting, pacing all over the house, licking her paws nonstop. She was uncomfortable in her off stand. She couldn't sleep, which meant that us as a family had to navigate her symptoms. When she couldn't sleep, it was difficult for me to sleep. It was difficult for me to watch her go through that. And I thought that if this treatment was going to be started, that my veterinarian would stick around with me if it was a side effect or some crisis. Thank God, my dog is okay now. She lasted for about 2 to 3 months. And she didn't have grave consequences that we're aware of. So I'm very grateful for that. But I'm scared that if we allow this behavior for a veterinarian to continue, that we're going down a slippery slope. It's an honorable profession, and people place so much trust in their veterinarian, so it doesn't make sense to allow this. I very much understand that a patient can be re-challenged with a medication that they've had a negative reaction to, like what happened with Juno. It seemed like in an investigation interview, there was a huge emphasis placed on that, why she prescribed the medicine, and at one point asked me why me as a pharmacist would allow her to prescribe that medication. I want to make it clear that it's not uncommon for a patient to be re-challenged with a medication when they've had a negative effect. What is uncommon is for that veterinarian to leave the patient's side in the middle of a crisis from said treatment because they don't want to deal with it. I'm really sorry that they felt I was disrespectful to them. All I wanted was accountability. And I was asking repeatedly to speak to someone who could explain to me what the process was going to look like for my dog. I never meant to be disrespectful, and that was never said to me either until I got a call from Dr. McDonald, one of the owners of the vet clinic. I'm not asking me any questions of what happened or why I'm upset or what's going on, but just to say that Dr. Washington no longer wants to see Juno and I'm not welcome there anymore. If there were issues with me, I wish that they were brought up to me so we could deal with those first. Instead, my dog suffered. Dr. Washington took an oath to take care of animals just like my dog. I called the office so many times and just asked if I could just speak to Dr. Washington and was repeatedly told that she did not have time to talk to me. Like I said, we're not perfect. Humans make mistakes. However, to this day, not an ounce of accountability has taken place from Dr. Washington, which makes me feel like she honestly doesn't care of what my dog went through and all the trouble that we have to go through to find a new vet and navigate all the symptoms. Dr. Washington could have simply just called me and said, hey, I'm sorry this didn't work out, but you know, I don't think I'm the best provider for you to deal with this case, but let me get you to this provider who can help you better. As a pharmacist, I have a legal and ethical obligation and duty to find another pharmacist to help a patient if I can't help them. I have 24 hours to do that. And I think this is morally correct, and I have no problem doing it. And I don't do it just because I'm mandated to. I do it because I believe it's the correct thing to do when you can't take care of the patient yourself. It's my belief that it's necessary for the veterinary board to be involved in this scenario, since Dr. Washington refused to even talk or listen to me. So much she was lost in translation, and she couldn't take the time to make sure her patient that she started treatment on was taken care of and just abandoned her in the middle of the crisis. I know that the veterinary board prioritizes accountability, professionalism, and ethics when it comes to their veterinarians. So this is an opportunity to remind the veterinarians of Arizona and Dr. Washington that those standards must be met to the best of their capabilities. Most of all, to make sure their patients, the ones who they swore under oath to protect, are not abandoned in the middle of treatment. I believe Dr. Washington refused her ethical obligation to help her patient in need, and that's why we're here today. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, so Dr. Byrne, you are the lead on this one.
Yeah, so after reviewing the case and the records, it appears to me that the veterinarian involved made efforts to correctly manage corticosteroid side effects and then make the switch that ultimately to the nonsteroid at the end. I think it's the right of the practice to terminate the veterinarian patient relationship, which they did. So I would agree with the investigative committee and make a motion to dismiss the violation.
Second.
Motion on the floor, a second to dismiss 21-124. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. And 21-124 is dismissed. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Next up, here are the phone calls. 22-22. Two dismissed. Responded and confirmed.
Hi, I'm Temple. It's Tracy in the veterinary board.
Hi, Tracy.
I'm going to conference you in shortly. I have to also get Dr. Kellen on the phone as well, okay?
Okay.
Into the board meeting, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, so we are on the initial investigative reviews, case 22-22. Tracy, would you read us the summary, please?
Yes, case 22-22, the complainant is Tara Lynn Temple, DVM. The respondent is Kristen Kelly, DVM. On August 31st, 2021, respondent and another staff member walked out of the premises and care hospital where they were employed. Complainant stated that respondent abandoned the patients that needed care that day and already scheduled appointments. Furthermore, medical records were left incomplete. Respondent explained that she had submitted a resignation 2 days earlier. Due to the continued toxic environment, respondent and technical staff member chose to leave the premises and not return. And this matter did not go in front of the investigative committee.
Tracy, I can't hear you.
Is this Dr. Kelly?
Dr. Temple.
Oh, Dr. Temple.
That's better.
It's better? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you?
Better than anything.
Okay, did you get the gist of the summary, or would you like me to read it again?
Just the last two sentences.
The last two sentences? Responding. Explained that she had submitted her resignation 2 days earlier, and due to the continued toxic environment, respondent and technical staff member chose to leave the premises and not return.
All right, so we have the respondent, Dr. Kelly. Did you care to address the board?
I would.
Okay, please state your name for the record first, and identify this to the rest of the board.
Dr. Kristen Kelly, members of the Arizona State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. As I know you have my statement in front of you, there are just a few things that I wish to comment on at this time. The matter before you has caused me quite a bit of distress over the past few months, and to be completely honest with you all, has made me question standing up for myself and my own mental health, as well as my fellow colleagues and co-workers in the future. Dr. Temple and I have known each other for many years and in many different roles. From when I was standing in the exam room at Animal Care Hospital in Phoenix as a young girl with my father on the client side of the table, to becoming a client myself, as a mentor, guiding me through veterinary school and rejoicing with me when I graduated, as a friend, grieving with me when I lost my father, as a supporter, when I found out I was pregnant with my daughter and the many challenges I faced thereafter,
And finally, as my boss and colleague, there have been many trials and challenges over the years that Dr. Temple and I have been through together and supported one another through, both good and bad. But there has never been a time when we have been unable to communicate or have an honest discussion with one another until these recent events occurred. I was completely shocked to read Dr. Temple's complaint to the board, not only because she never attempted to find out why Amber and I were leaving the morning of August 31st, but because she had chosen to write a statement based completely on hearsay, as she was not present for any of the conversation between her office manager, Amber, and myself. In addition, she submitted a statement that was full of numerous inaccuracies. Dr. Temple was made fully aware many times prior to my departure from Animal Care of the bullying and harassment that was going on by her office manager, Ann Hatherly, in which myself, current and former employees, clients, and even Dr. Temple herself, as well as her husband, were the targets of. Dr. Temple had even presented me with the option of firing her office manager on the spot over the situation if it meant I would stay on with her at Animal Care Hospital. The decision to leave Animal Care abruptly on August 31st was not easy, but was made because I could no longer stay in an abusive workplace. As veterinarians, we face many abusive situations regularly to the point that it has become a crisis that is well known both inside and outside of our field. And far too often, we allow the abuse to continue and do not stand up for ourselves. I found myself in that situation, but within my workplace, and unfortunately allowed the emotional and verbal abuse to go on for far too long that even my own therapist could not understand why I would not walk away. When I took a stand against the abuse that day, I did so by informing the person that was doing the abusing that she was the reason I could not finish up the time frame I had originally given, and I left promptly thereafter without causing a scene, knowing that there were two other doctors in the hospital with the appointment, and before I had seen any patients that day. I collected my belongings and left the property, and have not discussed the situation further. My only hope now is that Dr. Temple can allow me to move on and heal, and that she is able to do the same. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next up, we have the complainant. Dr. Temple, please state your name for the record first, and then you have 5 minutes to address the board.
This is Dr. Carolyn Temple. And I did not come prepared with a statement simply because I felt like mentoring days really were behind me. I have been a mentor to many veterinarians in my 30-year career, and I really enjoyed mentoring Dr. Kelly. What I found over the past 15 months since she got her license was that mentoring seemed to have stopped, and she was not able to receive feedback over these past 15 months. And that was unfortunate. That's why I believe we're here. That's why I submitted this, so that she could perhaps get some feedback in a professional manner from somebody other than me. With respect to the reasons for her departure, I'm not sure that it matters. I'll leave that to you to decide. But simply put, as you already know, there were witnesses to that conversation, even though I was not there myself. Anne has been with practice for most of the time that Kristen has been with us as a licensed veterinarian. She joined us in September, and she comes highly credentialed. She comes from human medicine. She's an interim CFO for Banner Food Stamp. She's been a consultant for numerous small human medical practices, and she has been an amazing asset to my practice. Since Dr. Kelly's departure, the culture in this practice has been returned to one that's joyful. We are absolutely thriving, and we are, every day after the work, so joyful and happy now. And I forgot what that felt like. So I don't know exactly what went wrong. Certainly a lot of confirmation bias on the part of the departing individuals. And also, I mean, I felt for a long time that the tail was wagging the dog with respect to me offering to let Ann go in order to keep Dr. Kelly. As I'm sure you all know, the replacement of a veterinarian is incredibly difficult here in this environment. Replacing a manager, not as difficult. So that was the sole reason for that offer. I'm very glad that it went the other way, I think, frankly. And I don't really have much else to say. I'll leave you to, you know, other than that Dr. Bishop is equally astonished at what's happened here and deeply saddened by it. I think that's all for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Concludes our statements from the respondent on the appointment. And Ms. Krieger, you are the lead.
Yes. Thank you. So I have to be frank, this one really bothers me, it irritates me that this case was brought before the board. This is a personnel human resources issue within this practice. Frankly, Dr. Temple wasted our time by bringing it to us, trying to get this vet, Dr. Kelly, to get some sort of constructive feedback about the performance. This is certainly not the job of myself and the board here. Frankly, reading the commentary, frankly, the letters between the two of you, feels like I'm watching a scene of the Mean Girls movie. I mean, it's no wonder she left, from what I can see, but. Anyways, this is just not the appropriate venue. I understand that she feels that this doctor abandoned the patients and her medical records that day, but again, that is strictly a practice issue. It is not our issue. I can say a lot more, but I should stop there, and I make a motion to dismiss this case with no violation.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to dismiss 2222. Is there any further discussion?
Thanks so much. If I have any other comments real quick?
No.
No?
Not at this time. We're beyond that part.
No, we've already had the commentary.
Okay.
This is just board discussing.
Understood.
No other discussion from the board members? Then let's put it to a vote. Motion on the floor is to dismiss 2322. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. 2322 is dismissed. The chair will entertain a motion to reopen the case. I guess it's a point. Maybe it should be a concern.
I don't know. I mean, I agree that this case should not have been brought in front of us. A lot of veterinarians are under the impression that as business owners, we also own our employees. And we don't. This is not an indentured servitude thing. This is not a labor thing. This is a job I pay a wage for service. And when they don't provide services anymore, when I don't pay that wage anymore, that contract is up. It's nice to give a 30-day notice. It's nice to give 2 weeks, but they don't have to do that. And if you're in the environment that you're not happy, you can leave. So I think this is kind of out of breaks all around. I understand the frustration and the fear, but I'm not a liar to veterinarians right now. Completely understand that. But that is not the fault of the associate in this case. That's not the fault of the associate in general. It is just the reality of our industry. We have to deal with this. We can't take that out on our employees when they don't go the way we want. So I do understand. I don't know if any of the drivers will not be heard, but yeah, they definitely.
I'm hoping that this is a message that in the future they will deal with their.
Yeah, this kind of stuff is not for us. This is your HR department. This is your lawyer. This is for these kinds of things. This is not a really board issue.
Right.
We don't have statutes to deal with these kinds of things.
Busy enough, so.
So yeah, I definitely do. Opening a door complaint, or opening the investigation, I'm sorry, against the complainant is an option, but I don't know if it's something we need to continue to drag out. I hope the message you receive.
Yes.
All right. Then let's start it. Next up, we have two pause our IRs for a moment here. And let's go down to section four. 2086, regards to Leon Outboard DBA, quarterly appearances required by consent agreement. The board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. The board, you will come forward, please. Good morning. Please state your name for the record.
Leon Ford, Leon Outboard.
And Mr. Shooter, you are the lead.
Well, Dr. Ford, we're here again. I'm sorry I did not come up with any new and exciting questions for you today. But just want to start, as always, by asking how you're doing, how things are going. Good. Your test all came back fine, which of course we expected. Do you have any big plans for the holidays?
No, unfortunately, recently lost a member to COVID. We have a few more hurt, and the plans in limbo already for Thanksgiving, so I'll just have this all together.
And if things are going well at your practice, I know you just saw in the news last night that there is a vast shortage of veterinarians across the state, and that's become a huge issue, so how are things going?
More staff issues, but.
Okay, good. Well, does anyone else have any other questions, or jokes, or concerns, or comments?
No, just condolences to the doctor.
And you're looking well, so that's always a good sign.
Yes. Yeah, we appreciate you making the drive down and.
Real quick, where are we at right now with the? Yeah, thank you for coming in. I mean, I'm sure we're in all this, give it up, look back and see. It goes to August 2022, is that correct? Or quarterly enrollment? Sorry, I was trying to find you. Here's a good sign. Let's see if I can find it first. Okay, here's a first. So I think at this point, so it's 36 months from May 2nd, 2020. So we're just in quarterlies until the end of the 36 months, right?
Right.
I just wanted to clarify that. Okay, thank you.
So you're stuck with us.
You get to come see us again. Yeah, no, things have been looking like they're going well, so good job.
Thank you. Keep it up, and then we'll see you in the start of the year.
Sounds good.
Any questions for us?
No, you're good.
It's short and sweet.
Thank you very much for coming today. Appreciate it, and safe travels home, and enjoy the holidays.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Next up, we're going to section number two, 2166, regards to Tress McLean. DBA, quarterly appearances required by consent agreement. The board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented.
Hi.
There she is. Please state your name for the record.
Tress McLean.
Thank you. And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Again, I'll ask the first starting question. How are you doing?
Great. I am happy and grateful that I'm here for recovery, not something else, really. So I'm doing well.
Okay. Congrats on your 9-month step.
Thank you.
And on completing the 12 steps.
Thank you.
It appears that test results are now coming in on a more timely basis. Is that correct, Victoria?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. And I'd like to ask you the reason for leaving your previous employer.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know it's been in an area that's caused me some stress. And so I went back to a little bit bigger practice where if there is another veterinarian that is gone, I won't be left alone. So that was a big reason why. I just feel more useful. And I've worked there before, so I know everybody there. It's just a very, it's a good environment.
Okay. How long had you worked for your previous employer?
Well, I worked for NVA for a year and a half. I worked at two different practices. In that, I worked at McDowell and then transferred over to DC Ranch, and that just didn't work out. I was there for a little over a month. So I reached out to my old employer and was able to go back there.
And how long? So you hadn't been with that old employer for a year and a half?
Correct.
Okay. And prior to that, how long were you previously with your old employer?
I believe a year and a half.
A year and a half also?
Correct.
Okay. I don't think I have any further questions, just a comment that employment stability is an important part of recovery.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. And I'm just trying to find a good place that kind of falls within all of the requirements for recovery as well. So I mean, I can't promise I'm going to be here for years. It's only one day at a time, so I'm just doing the best that I can.
Sure. Thank you. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other board members have questions, comments, well wishes?
Yes, yes. You look great. Great holiday.
Thank you.
She's chattier than us? Mine, so at least there's a little.
Yes. Any questions for us?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Well, happy holidays, and thank you for being here today. And
yeah.
We look forward to seeing you next time. Okay.
Thank you.
Right, we need to get Dr. James back on the phone. And then we'll get a note in the record when we get her on that she is back attending. Show Dr. James is back on the phone and rejoined the meeting. And we are at going back to the IRs for case 2213.
August 13, 2021, the board office received information anonymously that an unlicensed staff member at respondent's premises was performing surgery unlawfully on animals. An investigation was opened and the order of inquiry was sent to respondent. August 27, 2021, board staff conducted an unannounced premises inspection. Multiple potential premises violations were identified. Some were repeated premises violations from previous premises inspections. Premises staff was interviewed at that time. On September 15th, 2021, after reviewing the premises inspections conducted after responding to premises, the board voted to include repeated premises issues to open an investigation 2213. We were in fact planning. The center did not go in front of the investigative committee, was brought back currently to you.
Thank you. Chair, entertain a motion to go into executive session.
I make a motion to go into executive session.
Motion for a second to go into executive session. Seek legal counsel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We will go into executive session.